This is Dr. Mejia Dichen for the patient James Williams, medical records 151-893, the rest 1239-1950, referring physician Dr. Jean Charles Goodrich, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure caused polypectomy, date of procedure November 29, 2023, indications, history of colon polyp, prior colonoscopy showing abnormality in the distal proximal transverse colon hepatic flexure with possible colonic mass, period. Subsequent colonoscopies performed with no colonic mass found, period. Possible diagnosis in pressure 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, descending colon polyp periparagus, number 4, a tattoo was seen in between the proximal transverse colon hepatic flexure, no polyp or mass seen in this area, period. Deformization cecum, complication non-immediate, medication as per mortal anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good periparagus. Oral procedure as per colonoscopy 10, periparagus findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, descending colon, scatter early diverticulosis present, period. There's a CSA polyp in the descending colon about 5 millimeters removed by cause net polypectomy periparagus. Spiniflexure pyonoma periparagus, transverse colon. A tattoo was noted in the proximal transverse colon as well as the hepatic flexure period. No mass or polyp seen in this segment period. Careful examination was performed with white light as well as narrowband imaging period. Ascending colon cecum, pyonoma periparagus. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinic. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy. In 3 years.